From Heaven, a selection of words and wisdoms of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. This is the 316th episode of the program From Heaven. The aim of this program is to take lessons from some important moral instructions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Here I am Fakhr Rouhani, an expert of the program. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the virtues and merits of uttering salam. As you know, in the Islamic culture and according to express Islamic instructions, we've been all instructed to start our interlocution or dialogue with others with uttering salam or paying greetings to one another by means of saying salam. And the word salam, it must be indicated that is itself one of the different names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got various names, and one of these names is salam, as indicated in the Holy Quran. Once Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam gave this instruction, al-bakhilu man bakhila bis-salam. The stingy person, the most stingy person, is one who abstains from uttering salam to other people. And then, since Imam al-Hussein al-Salam has always been keen to promulgate Islamic culture and the true and Quranic-based type of Islamic ethics and Islamic moral instructions in the whole Muslim community, Imam al-Hussein al-Salam in this regard made the following statement, in that للسلام سبعون حسنة تسعة وستون للمبتدي وواحدة للراد. Uttering salam brings about the utterer 70 tokens of performing good jobs. Out of these 70 tokens of performing good jobs, 69 goes to the person who utters salam, who says salam for the first time, and only one of it, and only one virtue or one merit, goes back to the person who answers that salam. And it's also indicated that once a person went to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and started talking with him, then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, quite before answering the person's question, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam gave him this piece of instruction, As-salamu qabla al-kalam, afakallah. ثم قال لمن حوله ولا تأذنوا لأحد حتى يسلم. Imam al-Hussein al-Salam interrupted his interlocutor and mentioned to him As-salamu qabla al-kalam. Before starting talking, the person or anybody or the speaker must utter salam to his or her interlocutors. As-salamu qabla al-kalam, عافاك الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you prosperity, give you felicity. And then Imam al-Hussein al-Salam turned to the people who were around him, وَلَا تَأْذَنُوا لِأَحَدٍ حَتَّى يُسَلِّمْ. Never let anybody talk except the person starts by giving salam or uttering salam to other people. At the same time, here we may face a question. And the question is that, is it true to utter salam in the face of finding a person who is sinful? In this regard, again, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam related the following piece of instruction and the following piece of wisdom. On the authority of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he mentioned that once a person by the name of Ibn Kawwa asked Imam Ali alayhi salam, that is Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's father. He asked him in this way, O Amir al-Mu'minin, O Amir of the believers, of the faithful, are we permitted to utter salam to a Muslim who is sinful? Then Imam Ali alayhi salam's answer was in this way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regards him or her as a person who deserves believing in monotheism and believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we don't regard such a person to be worthy of receiving a salam. How can it be possible? At the same time, we understand that all of us, one by one, have to contribute to the culture of uttering salam to everybody. And from this account, we understand that Islam in general has been always after contributing to peace, clemency, kindness, and even if in Islam, joining war is permitted only when a fitna or a conspiracy is underway, and at the same time, social security comes first, because social security pertains to the security of everybody within the framework of Islamic community. At the same time, one of the ways of contributing to this very beautiful trait of Islamic culture is by teaching others to start the dialogue, the talking with one another, by uttering salam to his or her interlocutor. And at the same time, it must be indicated that salam is the way inhabitants of the paradise talk with each other and start in this way. In another instruction from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, we understand that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam mentioned that a great number of the afflictions a person receives is because of the improper topic or improper point of view expressed by someone. And we've noticed that quite a lot of people, in order to be showy, in order to show off, try to talk about whatever topic they may find. And this isn't a good Islamic practice. Why? Because whatever a person says brings about its own reactions and its own effects in the whole Muslim community. We are requested, everybody, all of us, have been requested in Islamic moral teachings, and especially of those that pertain to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, that we have to be considerate of other people's right, and we are never permitted to backbite someone else. Up to here, we hope that you've taken very important lessons from the dialogues and memories of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. As-salamu alayka, ya warith Adam safwatillah. As-salamu alayka, ya warith Nuh nabiyillah. السلام عليك يا وارث إبراهيم خليل الله السلام عليك يا وارث موسى كليم الله السلام عليك يا وارث عيسى روح الله السلام عليك يا وارث محمد حبيب الله السلام عليك يا وارث